While American forces fight in Iraq, another war has become a topic in this year's presidential race, Vietnam. Senator Kerry has made his Vietnam service part of his campaign. That has angered some veterans who know Kerry as an anti-war activist. NPR's Don Gagne has this report on how Vietnam lives on in this year's politics.
If you watch TV, you've probably seen them by now, the ads attacking John Kerry's credibility as a decorated commander of a swift boat that patrolled hostile waters in Vietnam.
John Kerry has not been honest,
and he lacks the capacity to lead.
When the chips were down, you could not count on John Kerry.
This is one of the ads paid for by a group calling itself Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. Recent investigative reports in the New York Times and Washington Post have found inaccuracies and inconsistencies in the first ad, but both ads continue to run. The group behind them, with funding from a longtime financial backer of the president, insists there is absolutely no connection to the Bush campaign. But Dallas Morning News political editor Wayne Slater says this kind of thing has precedent in Mr. Bush's past campaigns.
Yogi Berra once said it's deja vu all over again. I, like everybody else, don't see a concrete, on-the-record, on-paper evidence of coordination, but this is a pattern.
The pattern Slater refers to includes the way independent groups supporting George W. Bush have launched personal attacks on his political opponents over the years, including Ann Richards when Mr. Bush was trying to unseat the popular governor in Texas, and Arizona Senator John McCain, a POW in Vietnam, whose loyalty to veterans was called into question during the 2000 Republican primaries. Mindful of this history, the Kerry campaign has launched an ad in response, pointing a finger at the president.
Instead of solutions, George Bush's campaign supports a front group attacking John Kerry's military record. Attacks called smears, lies. Senator McCain calls them dishonest.
The president, meanwhile, has responded to calls that he condemned the Swift Boat ads by saying only that all ads funded by so-called 527s, groups operating independently of campaigns, should be halted. He also notes that he, too, has been targeted unfairly by such ads. Wayne Slater says all of this fits in with a longtime strategy of the president's top political adviser, Karl Rove, to discredit an opponent not by attacking their weaknesses, but their strengths. In this case, Kerry's service in Vietnam.
And the Republicans have been very successful, Republicans and their allies, with both veterans folks, in putting Kerry on the spot, saying, I've got to explain. And in this case, explaining is really a defensive posture.
Add to that the lingering national divisions over the Vietnam War itself, including an enduring animosity among some toward those who protested that war. Indeed, a new anti-Kerry ad by the same veterans group began running this week. This one focuses on Kerry as an anti-war protester who betrayed those still fighting. Political scientist Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia says Kerry's decision to make the Vietnam War a focal point of his campaign all but invited such attacks. Sabato notes that Vietnam has been an issue in every presidential election since 1968, with a persistent impact not unlike the Civil Wars.
And if the Civil War is the precedent, then you can be sure that Vietnam will never fade until all of the people who actually experienced it and felt strongly about it have passed from the scene. That means we'll all have to be dead before Vietnam no longer plays a major role in our politics.
Last night in Washington, tourists were, as always, abundant at the Vietnam Memorial, the black granite wall bearing the names of those who died in the war. Ted Gron of Antigo, Wisconsin, was in the service for 20 years, ending in 1981. He says he's undecided in this year's election, but he says he's not at all surprised to be hearing about Vietnam.
There's never been any closure on that. And somebody comes along and says, well, Kerry was a hero, or Kerry wasn't a hero. It isn't that. It's just this unfinished business. And that's been deep down in a lot of people's hearts. So when something mentions Vietnam, it kind of like it sets up a red flag.
It's a flag we may well see again next week when the Republicans hold their national convention in New York City. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.